Shalom to all. So Sefer Dvarim, known as Mishneh Torah, is more than just a repetition or chazara of the Torah, which is what Mishneh Torah means. The entire Sefer is what Moshe Rabbeinu shared with the Bnei Israel, admonitions, exhortations, halachas, mitzvahs, and encouragement in the few weeks preceding his death. This was meant to be the most key information that they would need in their new life in Eretz Yisrael. So the parsha begins with the veiled rebuke of the Bnei Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu was about to warn them not to be swayed by the foreign nations occupying Eretz Yisrael. This doesn't really take place until the next week's parsha, but to disabuse them of the notion that there's no way they're ever going to be tempted, he shared a few carefully chosen code words to remind them of the times that they fell and sinned in the Midbar. He did so in code, so as not to embarrass them by stating their failures out in the open. Now, after this rebuke, Moshe began with reminding them of when he appointed judges over them, officers of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. He then recounted how everyone approached him, requesting to send spies to scope out Eretz Yisrael, how they came back with a good report, obviously referring to Kalev and Yeshua, but how no one listened, and how they didn't want to go up to Eretz Yisrael out of fear of the giants and powerful nations living there. Because of that, Hashem's anger burned and decreed that all males 20 and up would die and not enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu continued telling of their journeys in the Midbar and of the time they approached Seir requesting passage through their land, which was then refused, so they had to go around because they were not allowed to start up with the descendants of Esav. They also weren't allowed to start up with the Moav and circumvented them as well. By this time in the narrative, everyone had died and the remainder would enter Eretz Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu recounted how Hashem commanded them to start journeying towards Eretz Yisrael, not to start up with Ammonim, but after they went around Ammon, they destroyed Sichon and Og, the two superpowers at the time. Moshe then reminded them how he gave the fertile lands on the east bank of the Jordan to Shevet Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe because of their numerous livestock, on condition that they cross over into Eretz Yisrael and aid their brethren in the conquest of the land. The parsha concludes with Moshe Rabbeinu sharing that he encouraged Yeshua not to fear the kings of Eretz Yisrael, for Hashem is going to wage the wars for him. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.